This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the relationship between Muslims and Jewish people? Like, as people of religion, in a sense, is there a real sense of animosity between Muslims and Jewish people? And I know this is a very funny question, Sheikh, because it's really important for you to come across. There is a lot of animosity in the text, in the books, in some of the books that are out there about Muslims and so on. Can you put that into context? When did this kind of narrative start off? Because we know this wasn't the case back in the days.
Yes, I mean, we first have to understand that the base is that we consider the Jews and the Christians to be Ahlul Kitab, that they are people of the book. Yeah. And so we have a relationship with them. We can actually eat their food and, you know, there's even intermarriage to a certain extent. I mean, we consider them to be very similar to us. They are part of the revealed text communities. Yeah. And so it is the people of the book. Mm-hmm. So there's no natural animosity against the people of the book. Secondly, we have to historically understand that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he made a treaty when he set up Medina, you know, as a city-state. The Jewish people were allowed to live in the city and not be forced to be Muslim. Mm-hmm. And there was a treaty. They played their role within the city, and they were allowed to maintain their customs and their feeling. Mm. And so throughout our history, you'll see that wherever the Muslims were able to establish authority, it's a really interesting point, the Jews felt more comfortable there than in other places.
Mm-hmm. I mean, before just to add to it, before the opening up of Al-Aqsa, the Romans have banned the Jews from the Masjid Al-Aqsa, right? Almost 800 years.
And then you also find it's an interesting phenomenon because, you know, I studied deeply into the history of Spain and Portugal, Al-Andalus, and found that around 586 BC, there was a group of Jewish people who were driven out of their land by Nebuchadnezzar. Mm. Right? So this is the Assyrians, you know, who the Babylonians who came in. And so the Jews migrated to Spain in 586 BC, and they established themselves and continued their generations. They lived in parts of North Africa too. Yeah. And so when the Muslims came into that region, they found that Jewish people were being oppressed by the Visigoths, by the extreme Trinitarian Christians. So Christians who believed in one God and Jews who believed in one God were oppressed. So the Muslims took over the territory. And it's said that when Tariq ibn Ziyad, rahimahullah, in 711, came across, that, you know, it was the areas controlled by the Jews, and every city had a fortress. They would open up the gates, and they would tell the other people, let them in, because we know them, right? Mm. And so they literally thrived in Al-Andalus. And historians agree, even Jewish historians, that the greatest time of Jewish literature is under Muslim rule.
Wow.
Maimonides, who is considered to be the greatest scholar in Jewish history, lived under the Muslims in Al-Andalus, and he actually migrated to North Africa and to Egypt, and he served under Muslim rulers, lived comfortably, and you'll find within Morocco, Moroccan culture, Algerian, right across, you'll find, you know, Jewish quarters. It wasn't until the political movement came in. You see, that's when things changed, because now it became a political movement that displaced the Palestinians, right? And so this is where relationships started to change. So it's not based on the religion.
So there is no animosity between Judaism and Islam.
No animosity.
From a religious perspective.
That's right. There's no animosity at all.